I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A mission organization is grieving the unexpected loss of a missionary family. With the pain comes a reminder of what they stood for and their passion for bringing the gospel to the lost. We'll be sharing that story with you today, and we've also got a couple of ways you can activate your own passion to serve God. To begin, tomorrow, a memorial service is being held in the Minnesotan hometown church of the Pals family. The family of five died in a car accident Sunday as they were traveling to Colorado for their final training before being deployed as missionaries to Japan. It's a tragedy that's rocked not only their community in Minneapolis, but also the close-knit body of Christ in Japan who are waiting to welcome them. If there's anything the legacy of the Pals teaches us, it's that they were willing to leave their comfort zone to answer the clarion call. Asian Access's John Hulett explains that ever since the catastrophe of 2011, there's been an increasing need for people to serve the cause of Christ in Japan.
It broke down a lot of the veneer to the heart, the layers, and people experienced genuine brokenness, and they needed help.
So what now? News like this can be a stomach punch to our faith. Or we can remember why the Pals were excited to start their new adventure, because they had a compelling God story to tell. So what's yours?
We need many more couples with the passion of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14, that the love of Christ constrains people that are in the vice of God's love and willing to come and serve here in Japan.
And since we're talking about new frontiers, Force for Christ has a new educational sponsorship program in Malawi and Tanzania. Jennifer Wheeler with Force for Christ says,
when our mission team went earlier this year to talk about other programs that we do with orphans, this need was brought to us to provide opportunities for children to continue in school. It is not free to attend school.
And with a quickly approaching school year, kids need monthly sponsors by the end of August.
But sponsoring one of these children is not only going to change their path of life, it will affect their family, those around them, their community. It's going to have essentially a butterfly effect. These children are interested in, their life goals are, agriculture, getting clean water to their area. They're interested in social work, for a 12-year-old girl to say social work. It's because she knows how many other young girls are getting married too young just to have a family or a support network by a husband.
But for less than a cup of coffee a day, you can sponsor a child and change lives. Stay tuned to learn more or visit forceforchrist.org. And finally, Ephesians 5:15 reminds us to make the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. That's true now more than ever. And that's why Ken Yonke of Global Advance says we need to make missions our top priority.
Right now in our world, there are windows that are open and there are windows that are closing. And we must work hard while the windows of opportunities are still there.
The big question, how do you reach people trapped behind strict laws, radical terrorism, and escalating violence? Well, you equip the indigenous pastors and leaders to be ready even behind borders.
These are guys that live there. They know, they speak the language, they know how to get in and out. And by working strategically this way, we can invest in these frontline leaders, and these frontline leaders can get the job done.
That doesn't mean our work is done. Far from it.
Praying with real intentionality and praying for these leaders that live there, that are doing the work. They are the hidden heroes that are on the front lines. And every effort we can give to praying and supporting them, it's critical right now more than ever.
There are multiple ways to connect to this story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Do you want stories that will help you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. They feature stories on current events, plus gospel connections, action points, prayercast links, and more, all at your fingertips at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.